My guest at this time is Riley Walters of the Heritage Foundation. He joins me now to offer a little more insight into the scope, as far as we know it at this point, of the major hack into the Office of Personnel Management now going on a couple of weeks ago. And Riley, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
There's been a lot of different analyses about how significant either this attack is or how big of an attack we're vulnerable to. You've had folks out there in columns saying this is essentially the cyber version of Pearl Harbor. We just don't have smoking ruins or 9/11 with buildings crumbling to the ground. But from a damage standpoint, they say it could be worse, or it could be worse if we don't get a handle on this soon. How correct are they in that assessment?
I don't know whether I'd call it the cyber Pearl Harbor. Cyber analysts or people in the news have sort of been trying to use that term for quite a while now, and I guess this is one of those times that you could theoretically use the term. Regarding the attack, it is substantial. You know, we have up to between 4 to 14 million. Of course, the official record numbers have yet to come out as they're still doing the investigation. A lot of it's still classified. Regardless, whether it's 4 million or, I mean, 10. It's still a lot of people's personal information that has been released onto the internet, and this could potentially, it can be a threat to the security of federal and ex-federal employees.
Riley, in terms of what we know, in terms of the fact that this hack and others that have been revealed recently were successful in part, if not in whole, what does it mean that our adversaries are really, really good, or are we way, way behind in trying to protect ourselves in this way?
Yes and yes. Obviously, cybersecurity is a back and forth. You know, as we update our systems, whether you're in the private or the public sectors, cyber hackers will as well increase their abilities to hack into computers. One thing that we have noticed, though, is that the government, compared to the private sector, is not necessarily as good in some areas for their cybersecurity. CIA, DOD, state, these defense-related departments and agencies, you know, they're a little bit better at their cybersecurity, but when you get into OPM or the VA or something like that, it's a little older systems, a little more shaky. And so this is certainly an area where cyber hackers can find a way into federal systems.
Any insight into why it's a lower priority there? Obviously, national security needs the most stringent of cybersecurity, but with every federal worker potentially at risk in the OPM database, it would stand to reason that that would be a major priority also.
Well, I think it comes down to risk, I suppose. You know, when you have DOD, you've got technical equipment, actual undercover agents, state secrets, methods for security in the future, very direct, kinetic security information. Meanwhile, OPM, you know, it's personal information. It might not be so directly linked as to what you might consider something that you need to secure for, you know, defense purposes.
Talking with Riley Walters from the Heritage Foundation, and Riley, you mentioned it's kind of a back and forth with cybersecurity. We beef up our defenses. Those who are trying to hack in figure out ways to get past those updated defenses. So what's the best strategy to try and stay ahead of the adversary, if that's even possible?
Well, I mean, there are some general just sort of things that people can do. Obviously, improving your general cyber hygiene, you know, how you interact with the computer at your work versus the computer at your home, how you use the internet. You know, when you're at a, when you're working for the government, you know, you don't go searching, you know, weird third-party sites when you're at your work computer. You know, you save that for when you get home. That's, you know, general cyber. You know, then you also get into cyber information sharing, legislation, things like that. You can even go further into talking about possible sanctions on the cyber actors that you do know exist out there. You know, and then other than that, certainly working, having the government and private sector work together to improve cyber technologies. You know, the government is a bit slow in updating its systems, and since systems do upgrade so fast, so regularly, it's hard for them to keep pace like a private company does. So that's also another reason why, you know, here at the Heritage Foundation, we like to think that, you know, perhaps the federal government wouldn't be so good at regulating cybersecurity as I mean, if they can't even update their systems as regularly as they need to, how can you update regulations as quick as you need to?
A couple of quick topics before we let you go, Riley. Number one, you mentioned possible sanctions on the actors. This latest hack at OPM is believed to be the work of the Chinese. There's also been some Russian hacks reported in recent months. Are they the biggest threats in this area? And just how big of a threat do these particular actors pose?
There's actually four main state sponsored cyber actors that we've sort of acknowledged. China is definitely one of them, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, as we've seen with the Sony hack. And each of them has their own sort of target, if you will. We've seen Chinese hackers, not necessarily state-sponsored, but just Chinese and from within China, in general, looking for information on people, on intellectual property, just general collection of information. North Korea, Iran, they're a bit more aggressive, I suppose, in sort of trying to attack or take down certain sites, things of that sort. Russia is probably actually one of the better ones because they're the least often discovered, you know, things like that. They're a little bit better at their cyber trail, if you will, in cybersecurity.
How optimistic are you, Riley, as we exit here about our ability to win this battle in the long term?
It will be a battle. I mean, it's just because we've sort of seen an uptick in cybersecurity now. I don't believe it's really been a change in the general direction. I mean, over the past several years, we've just seen more reliance on big data and the internet. So obviously there's a sort of like correlation with the increasing number of cyber attacks as we've relied more on information. So in the future, we'll probably see more cyber attacks, but we'll also see, I think, better cyber firms coming out there and helping both public companies and private companies sort of defend their systems and networks against cyber attacks. I'm hopefully optimistic.
Riley, well, call time there. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Riley Walters of the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.